Off the Ball, GAA.
Dublin are more vulnerable now that Brian Fenton is gone. And then I was thinking back, geez, the last game Brian Fenton missed for Dublin was the open round of the Leinster Championship against Meath when they absolutely tanked them.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, Liverpool reportedly reject a big Saudi bid for Darwin Nunez. Chelsea and Bayern Munich dance around a potentially high-profile swap deal. And David Moyes discusses his return to Everton. But first up this morning, Gabriel Jesus' season at Arsenal could be over. It was confirmed this morning that the Brazil striker ruptured the anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee during Sunday's FA Cup third-round tie with Manchester United. Jesus required surgery on a similar injury to his right knee sustained during the 2022 World Cup, which left him sidelined for more than 3 months. Mikel Arteta confirmed ahead of tomorrow's North London derby that Jesus will see a specialist later on to decide upon the course of action for this latest injury, which leaves Arsenal's cupboard bare up front.
Yeah, we know more now and he's not looking good at all. But we need to review one more specialist, so probably we'll have little of that information this afternoon.
Arsenal can't take any more Premier League players on loan, with Raheem Sterling and Bournemouth goalkeeper Neto already at the club, so they'd have to look overseas for short-term deals. Leicester and Newcastle have avoided punishment from the Premier League, despite worries they could be found guilty of profit and sustainability breaches for the period of 2023-2024. Leicester won't face any charges, and Newcastle boss Eddie Howe confirmed this morning his club were also in the clear. In fact, no Premier League clubs have been charged with breaches of PSR. Liverpool have reportedly rejected an €82 million bid from Saudi Pro League club Al Hilal for Darwin Nunez. Liverpool's march to the top of the Premier League and Champions League has coincided with a poor season for the Uruguayan striker. He's managed just 4 goals in all competitions and has started just 7 of Liverpool's Premier League games. Now, in his third season at Liverpool, Nunez arrived from Benfica for €85 million. A move to Al Hilal could see Nunez link up with or perhaps replace the injury-prone Neymar. It's believed Liverpool are holding out for closer to €90 million before they'd consider cashing in on Nunez. The club may have already identified Nunez as long-term replacement. They've made contact with Zwei Bundesliga club Nuremberg regarding their Greek striker Stefanos Tsimas. The 19-year-old has scored 8 league goals in 14 appearances already this season. Nuremberg signed Tsimas on loan from Pauk in the summer, but they've made clear their intention to activate their €18 million clause, which would make the deal permanent. The German club are believed to be seeking around €25 million for the promising centre forward. Nunez is suspended for tonight's trip to Nottingham Forest. Liverpool have a chance to move 9 points clear at the top with a win, but Forest in third place could be within 3 points of Arne Slot's side, who they beat at Anfield in September. So the Liverpool boss says Forest are very much in the title conversation after picking up 6 league wins in a row.
They deserve to be treated like this if you look at the way they play, if you look at their results. So it's going to be A very difficult challenge.
That game at the City Ground kicks off at 8 o'clock. Before that, at 7:30, champions Manchester City, who are 12 points off top spot, are away to Brentford. Fourth place Chelsea host Bournemouth. And Graham Potter's first home game as West Ham manager is against Fulham. Chelsea could cut their losses with Christopher Nkunku in a bid to bring fellow Frenchman Mathys Tel to Stamford Bridge. Nkunku's greatest impact this season has been in the Conference League, where he scored 5 goals and provided 3 assists during the group stage. Before leaving Germany, the striker scored 70 times in 172 games for RB Leipzig. 19-year-old Tel has been a peripheral figure under Vincent Kompany at Bayern Munich this season, just 2 Premier League starts to his name. Nkunku has reportedly already agreed personal terms with Bayern, but the clubs are yet to agree a deal, with neither Bayern nor Nkunku keen on a loan move. Bayern sporting director Christoph Freund says Tel still has an important role to play for them, but is open to talks if the player is unhappy. Manchester City have struck a deal with Palmeiras for their defender Vitor Hesse, having just celebrated his 19th birthday at the weekend. Ace will reportedly move to the Premier League club with immediate effect. City will pay Palmeiras a total package amounting to just under €40 million. Ace is the first domino to fall in what could be an expensive month for City. They're still waiting to complete a €50 million move for Lens defender Abdoulkadir Kousanov. City also remain in negotiations with Eintracht Frankfurt, who are holding out for €80 million for their Egyptian striker Omar Marmoush. Ahead of tonight's Premier League trip to Brentford, manager Pep Guardiola has expressed regret over not bringing in more players last summer.
Recent year, not in the, I would say, 4 or 5 or 6 years ago, last season. But, yeah, it's where it is. So,
how tempting is it from the club's point of view to sign much younger players, so like players that are 19, 20, 21, that have amazing sort of potential? And is it important to also sign players that are in the prime, 26, 27, 28?
Yeah. I don't know what's the market. I don't know what the club decide, which the scouting departments, what is the best players to add. So sometimes important is how they will perform in the future. It doesn't matter if you have 24, 27, 18 or 19 years old. Of course, for Farana, I would say it's better youngest because, of course, you know, they can split the budget and after future sales or whatever is much better. But as a manager, I want to perform the players arrive as quick as possible. Because in a modern football, in the big clubs, I don't think in the big clubs and everywhere, he's been need to perform quick. People don't wait, you know. Next season, in 2 seasons, will be good. Nobody knows what happened in my 2 seasons. What they want is tomorrow try to win Brentford. This is the reality in football.
David Moyes says Everton need to bring in some elite players to match their elite new stadium. The 61-year-old will start his second spell in charge of the Toffees with the visit of Aston Villa to Goodison Park tomorrow night. A 2.5-year contract means Moyes will be the man in charge when they move into Bramley Moor Dock next season. Moyes is confident he can keep Everton away from relegation worry this season, but hopes to freshen his squad this month to help them do that.
Absolutely, if I can give the supporters something to shout about as well. We're bringing in some new players. It's probably the things which the managers do. I mean, it's never that easy, but. And it's maybe probably even a little bit more difficult here because, you know, it's not been a great situation for a while. But I need to impress the people, tell them that we need them to come, you know, what we're going to try and do here. The new players who are going to come here, we want them to be excited by the thought of going to the new stadium. So overall, I hope we can all get together and find a way of spending a bit of money. But as you well know, we've still got a little bit of work to do to clear everything, so we need to be mindful of that as well.
And you'll be working with a director of football here in Kevin Thelwell. How do you see that area? And I know you worked with something similar at West Ham.
Yeah, and we had it. Did one at Real Sociedad as well. So I've had it. It's fine. Kevin's been here a lot longer than me. I'm needing to go to Kevin to find out exactly what's happening. You know. So for me, just to turn up and know all the players in the market and all the players where they're playing, it's really difficult. So I need to take their advice, their help, and collaborate together and find a way, hopefully, of doing the right things.
PSG are expected to complete a deal for Napoli winger Kvitsa Kvaratskhelia this month. The Georgian will cost PSG around €70 million after he informed Napoli head coach Antonio Conte of his desire to leave the Serie A leaders this month. Napoli could reinvest that entire fee in Manchester United winger Alejandro Garnacho. Almost none of the United squad is off limits this month as they look to raise funds for new signings of their own. However, it's believed United would demand €70 million. For the Argentine. Cork City have signed 20-year-old midfielder Rio Shipson on loan from Sheffield Wednesday. Shipson made his Wednesday debut in a League One win over Cambridge in January of 2023. He joins fellow new signings Alex Nolan, Benny Couto, Tane Trost and Conor Brann at Turner's Cross this season.
My dream was to achieve our first ever qualification to a major tournament and put our small but mighty nation on the map. On that night in Hampden Park, after 17 years of me trying, we finally achieved the goal we all longed for. The tricolour would fly down under at the 2023 World Cup. Representing Ireland on that world stage, the greatest honour of all and a childhood dream come true. Through utter togetherness and a team camaraderie that I have never experienced on any other team, we prevailed through so many obstacles, challenges and ups and downs along the way. As my favourite saying goes, Niñaco Curla Kele, And boy, did we have that in abundance. What will I miss most? Everything.
And tributes were paid to Diane Caldwell, the latest Ireland player to call time on her international career. 36-year-old joined Niamh Fahy in stepping away from the squad after Ireland missed out on a place at this summer's Euros. Caldwell won 102 caps and was part of the squad that made history by qualifying for the 2023 Women's World Cup. One of Caldwell's former Ireland teammates, Stephanie Zambra, has taken her first steps into coaching. The recently retired striker was named first team coach under Colly O'Neill with Shamrock Rovers. And it was confirmed this morning, Ireland will kick off their Nations League campaign against Turkey at Tallaght Stadium on Friday the 21st of February. The girls in green will travel to Koper 4 days later to play Slovenia, and it's hoped they'll have a replacement for Eileen Gleeson installed by then.